This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, President-elect Obama urged Congress to act quickly on his proposed economic recovery package and warned the nation's economy could deteriorate even further if the government doesn't act soon. The Illinois House voted to impeach Governor Rod Blagojevich, and confirmation hearings began for those who've been nominated to be in President Obama's cabinet. We're joined now by NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And let's please begin, Dan, with the plan that President Obama is now trying to urge on Congress. He calls it the American Recovery and Reinvestment Plan. Now we know it could cost up to $800 billion. And the math involved, not to mention the money, is imposing. How would you summarize the plan?
Briefly, it's very difficult because it's a very long, complicated plan. But let me say this. It's $800 billion, as you said, and mounting. It could reach as high as a trillion. About 40% of it would be for investment and infrastructure, the roads, the bridges, all the things that come under infrastructure. Another 40% would be tax cuts of various kinds. One, for example, would be $3,000 tax credit for employers who hire new employees, and a whole bunch of things like that. And then 20% goes to the states. That comes from Senator Barbara Boxer of California.
How do you read the reaction in Congress so far?
I'd say rather cautious. I mean, nobody in Congress has yet said, in the face of the president saying this is an urgent thing and there'll be hell and damnation if we don't do this right away. So nobody wants to take a position against it. And on the whole, saying we will cooperate, we'll work it out. They're meeting over the weekend, trying to work things out. There are some questions about which tax cuts, how much tax cuts, how much spending. There are things that need to be worked out, but as of now, nothing stands very much in the way.
Mr. Obama has been scrupulous about saying over the past few weeks, and certainly talking about foreign crisis, and we're obviously going to get to Gaza in a moment, we have only one president at a time.
Yep.
But who are we talking about as being the real engine of economic?
When it comes to foreign policy, he's backing off and saying one president at a time, but not on this economic thing. He had really hoped to get something he could sign the day after he's been inaugurated. Mm-hmm. He won't get that, but he's stepping right out. And if you ask one president at a time, when it comes to the economic things, that one president seems to be Mr. Obama.
And let's get to the Blagojevich case, because the Illinois House voted to impeach Governor Blagojevich on Friday.
Yes.
It was expected the vote was all but unanimous. The situation as we speak as to who, when, how President Obama's seat might be occupied in the Senate, and of course Governor Blagojevich rather notably appointed Roland Burris to that seat, is still confused. What are some of the national political implications of this as you see them as we go forward?
Well, there are constitutional questions involved. The constitutional question of who has the right, can a state, can a secretary of state, can any one person stop something which the governor wants to do. Then it is he the governor? He's a governor in a lot of trouble, but he's still the governor. Mm-hmm. And that has to be worked out.
We should point out, he hasn't even been indicted.
He has not been indicted. There's been criminal information against him and not yet indicted, and the indictment will yet come. But whether he's indicted or not, he appears to be still the governor, acting as governor, unless he is challenged. And there is a certain challenge coming from the leadership of the Democrats in the Senate, who really would like to slow up this thing at least.
The Senate held its first confirmation hearings for what will be the Obama administration. Former Senator Tom Daschle, been nominated to be Secretary of Health and Human Services, appeared before two panels on Thursday. Things seem to go smoothly.
Yes.
Did you see any notable problems for any of the other nominees?
There will be probably a grilling of Leon Panetta to be CIA chief. There are some who think that the CIA chief should be somebody from the CIA. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is the CIA is in such trouble at the moment that they probably need somebody come in fresh to look at it. And so I think after they have asked a lot of questions of Panetta, who is really a first-class official, he probably will be confirmed.
Mm-hmm. You've covered intelligence matters for decades at this point.
Yes.
There are people in the intelligence community who say, unless you come from the world of intelligence, if you come into that world from the outside, they'll eat you alive.
Well, George Bush Sr. became CIA director coming from the outside with no previous experience. John McCone was a businessman who walked in and ran the CIA very well. I really don't think you have to come from inside in order to look at the thing whole.
And of course, airstrikes, rocket fire have continued in Gaza throughout this week. The UN Security Council voted 14-0 to call for an immediate ceasefire. The United States abstained from that vote. Would you see U.S. policy being different a month from now?
Well, yes, I think the president-elect has made clear that if there's any really big problem when he's the president, he has to address it. And I think if he were there now, he would address it. And I think if this is still going on, very soon after January 20th, he will get involved in this one way or another. There have been the European Union has tried to have some effect there. The Egyptians have. The United States has been standing on the sidelines.
No, but it must be said, the principal Democrats have not urged Israel to accept a ceasefire. They've all just talked about, be it Senator Durbin or President-elect
Obama. That's right. But the pressure is mounting as more and more civilians are killed. And it's going to be more and more difficult to maintain the line that this is, after all, in response to rockets being fired at Israel. It's going to be tough.
Thanks very much, Dan Schor.
Sure, Scott.